Hi, Ruben.
Hey, the line keeps getting disconnected. I'm not sure what happened there.
I'm sorry, Ruben.
Not
So,
a problem. So you're working
my
with.
restaurant,
Go ahead.
yeah, my restaurant is under construction. We are going to open next month.
Okay.
So we need to stop by at the Samsung equipment.
So you're trying to get approved for the equipment loan, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I can help you out with that.
Yep.
Now, I was trying to get your email, but the line got disconnected. What is it?
My email is logkor707@yahoo.com.
Logkor707@yahoo.com.
KOR.
So L like Larry, O like Orange, G like George, K like Kite, O like Orange, R like Robert, 707.
Yes, correct.
Are you from the 707 area code originally?
No, 702.
Oh, okay. I just thought that you may be from 707 because it's in your email. And what was your name?
Lee, last name is Lee, L-E-E. The
What's your first name?
first name is actually H-A-E.
Hey, okay. And hey, in terms of the equipment, how much equipment are you looking for?
Maybe if you could get $80,000,
Yeah, we can do that.
$90,000,
Yeah,
yeah,
we
maybe
need
ninety
that.
thousand dollar, yeah.
And is this your first restaurant, or do you have other restaurants?
Yeah, we are. This is going to be third restaurant.
Okay, gotcha. And is each restaurant you have the same name, or are they different names?
Oh, different name, absolutely. It's a different kind of restaurant.
Okay, what kind of restaurants do you have?
Right now I have a Japanese restaurant, but we are going to open Korean restaurant right now.
Okay. Okay. So what I'd like to do is this, and is so do you have a different corporation for each business, or do you just have one? Or do you have a different? Do you have a different corporation for each business, or is it all under the
Oh,
same corporation?
no, different name, different DBA name, but just one owner.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Oh, it's different DBA. So one corporation, then three different DBAs?
Yes.
Okay. And do you have a different bank account for each location, or what's just one total bank account?
Usually we are using just
Okay.
one.
Gotcha. So, and have you ever done an equipment loan?
No,
Okay.
this is the first
So,
time.
okay. So basically, the way it works is, and just to confirm, you have one bank account for the whole entire business, or does each location have a different account number?
We have only one Wells Fargo business account.
Oh, yeah, I know you have one bank, but I'm saying does each location have a different
Yes.
account number?
Yeah, different account number, absolutely.
Gotcha. That's what I thought. So here's how the way the business loan works. We're gonna do a loan. I run our restaurant division, so I'm very familiar working with your type of business. We're gonna send you a one-page application to complete. All I need on that application is your name, the name of the business, the location, that's it, and you just sign it. On the application, there's also a section, and I'm gonna include this in my email, that asks for credit card information. Just leave that blank, don't put anything there. What I'd like you to do is send me back an email with the application and the last 3 months' bank statements, but the last three bank statements for all your accounts. The reason you'll do that is the loan will go under your new business, but these loans are based on time in business, primarily in credit. So what you want to do is you want to be treated as an existing business, and we can use all your history to show you as an existing business. In terms of the loan amount, $90,000 is not a problem. I also want to ask you, are you also doing some other things like point of sale and other equipment? Is there anything else you want to finance, or is it just the equipment from Trust One?
This time it's only a equipment this time.
I know, I'm saying besides the equipment from Trust One, are you buying point of sale or other equipment besides the equipment from Trust One?
Maybe the other place too.
Okay, we can do that for you. We can do both. So, and when are you trying to get approved, and when are you trying to get the equipment?
Maybe this month or next month, early this next month.
Okay, that's not a problem. We can actually get you approved before Thanksgiving. So I'd like you to just send me the application, and the bank statements for each account, and your approval can be done generally within about a day. Okay?
Okay, but you'll be a two business, but maybe we just one is kind of small, so maybe I can give just one business account. It's okay?
You can. You know, here's the thing. A lot of customers that I work with, the way that I work, hey, is they're sometimes, they're smart people, and they're saying, hey, I don't want to send the bank stuff that's going to hurt me, but I'm like a filter. So I'm going to look at all your information. I'm going to see what the best is to pick out, and then I'm going to just forward the best parts of your file to the underwriter to get you the best approval.
Okay, Ruben. Anyway, just email me out. Just email me an application and what kind of document we need. I'll send you tomorrow or this week or next week.
Okay. And last thing, who is your salesperson at Trust One? Are you working with Richard, or who are you working with there?
What do you mean? I just talking by.
Who is the person you're working with at Trust One? Are you working with the owner, Richard, or are you working with one of the sales reps?
I don't get what you're saying.
Who's your contact at Trust One? Who do you talk to there?
You can talk to me, and you can call me anytime.
No. The person who's selling you the equipment, Trust One, what's the name of the person you're working with at Trust One?
Actually, that's Trust One. That's Richard.
Richard, okay, that's what I thought. Okay, Richard, okay, cool. All right, I'm going to send you an email right now, okay?
Okay, thank you, Robert.
Thank you, bye-bye.
Thank you, bye-bye.